I want to thank you so much for purchasing this CD. And if you're listening to this and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I would just real quickly here like to share the gospel with you. I'd like to start with the word grace. Grace means that heaven is a free gift, it's not earned or deserved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You can't pay for it, because if you did, it would be a purchase, and you can't earn it, it would be a reward. The gift of eternal life is free. And then secondly, man is a sinner and can't save himself. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then God is merciful. He really does not want to punish us, because the Bible says in 1 John that God is love. But God is also just, therefore he must punish sin. The Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And it is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. And then there's Christ. Who is he? He's the God-man. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Simply put, God became a man like us so we could learn how to be a man like him. That is who he is. But this is what he did. He died on the cross and rose from the dead to pay the penalty for our sin and to purchase a place for us in heaven. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says, "For he hath made him, Jesus, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." And then there's faith. What is faith? Well, I can tell you what it's not. Faith is not just head knowledge, because the Bible says that if you believe in God just in your head, you're just like the devils. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So you not only have to believe in your head, but you have to trust in your heart. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't say whosoever shall be a Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic, or good person, or baptized. It says whosoever shall call. So how do you call on God? The Bible says you must call on him in repentance and faith. Acts 20:21, repentance toward God and faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is repentance? It's very simple. Repentance means a change of mind. And I believe you have to change your mind about three things. First of all, you have to change your mind about yourself. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, the Bible says. So we have to change our minds about our heart. Our heart is not good. That's why we need a new heart given to us by Jesus Christ. Then secondly, you have to change your mind about your sin. Your sin is against a holy and righteous God. In Psalm 51, the Bible says, "Against thee and thee only have I done this evil in thy sight." And then thirdly, you have to change your mind about your Savior and realize that Jesus Christ is your only hope for heaven, because he said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ has done all that needs to be done on the cross of Calvary, but God commendeth his love, or showed his love, or demonstrated his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And my prayer is that you would call on him and ask him to be your Savior today.